I think growing up with pets is very important. There is a responsibility and affection that can only be experienced by having one. Well, I've never been a cat person, so I guess I should be more specific about what kind of pet. I should say I believe growing up with a dog is important. We got our first puppy when I was in second grade. I was so excited. My mom, sister, and I had frequented the pet store quite a few times together, and we never fell in love with a specific puppy, and we knew my dad would not approve. But this time was different. When we met eyes, this little Yorkie puppy and I knew he was family. My mom couldn't deny it either. He came home with us that day, and I had never felt happier. We named him Buddy, and he was exactly that. My first best friend. But when my dad came home that evening from work, he was definitely not as excited as we were. I was young, so I don't remember a lot, but I'll never forget hearing my dad yelling at my mom from behind that heavy closed door, treating her like a child who didn't ask for his permission. She came out of the other room, wiping her face, trying not to let my sister and I see her breaking. My dad told us he was taking Buddy back. We were devastated. He didn't even get to know the puppy. Wouldn't hold him, wouldn't look at him, refused to acknowledge his existence. Why was my dad being so stubborn? Sure, the dog is an extra responsibility, but not one my stay-at-home mother couldn't handle, especially with the help of our housekeeper. Buddy was simply a 2-pound ball of pure love, and my dad refused to indulge in his essence. My dad never had a dog growing up. Well, he did, but his parents didn't want the responsibility, so they gave it away after a few weeks. One accident on the carpet, and they refused to deal with it. There's a lot of things my dad didn't have growing up that factored into how he is today. Love being a major theme. My grandparents had 4 kids, all boys, my dad being the oldest. He wanted to be an actor growing up, but his parents forced him and my uncles into medical school. It wasn't an option for them. Money was more important than happiness in their eyes. If you look good on paper, everything else will follow, right? That's the world my dad grew up in. So it isn't a surprise for him to pass on the habits and morals that he learned from his parents, starting with giving away our new puppy. I didn't think he could be serious about it, though, but a couple days later, I remember this day so vividly. My mom was out on the driveway weeping and holding Buddy in her arms, and she told me and my sister to say goodbye to him. Naturally, we began to cry with her. I think I suffered my first broken heart that day. Someone I loved was being taken away from me, ripped from my hands without my consent. My dad came out into the garage to get Buddy and take him to his new owners. He saw us all crying, and I think my dad experienced something for the first time that day too. Compassion. Buddy was staying. He was a member of the family now, and my dad couldn't deny that. He was my first best friend, my first responsibility, my first love. He lived a happy 11 years, staying with me until I left for college. I was home for winter break of my first semester when he passed away. I woke up to my mom over my bed crying. He had peacefully passed in his sleep. I picked up his little body in a blanket to take him to the vet with my mom and put his soul to rest. He was also my first goodbye. There are many reasons having a pet growing up is important. You learn how to be a responsible caretaker. You learn what it's like to have to think of someone or something other than yourself. You learn what it's like to be looked at without any judgment or hate. But I think Buddy taught me the most important life lesson of them all. He taught me unconditional love. He showed me what it looks like, and he proved to me that I could one day find it in human form. Because I now know how it feels to love a creature unconditionally, I will know if it's real when it comes along one day. I'm forever grateful for Buddy and his companionship, and he is always a part of me. Quite literally, he's represented in tattoo form on my ankle. That way I can always remind myself unconditional love exists. And yes, I learned it from a dog.